Twitter attempts to clarify its rules. By Lucas Nolan on June 7, 2019. In a series of tweets posted to its own platform, Twitter outlined a number of changes to its rules and policies. Users were skeptical that the company would enforce them fairly. Tweeting from the @Twitter safety account, the platform outlined its updated rules and policies, which the company has shortened and clarified in an attempt to give users a more clear understanding of what is and isn't allowed on the platform. The company stated in the first tweet, "Rules should be easy to understand. We heard you, ours weren't. We updated, reordered, and shortened them, so you can know what's not allowed on Twitter. Click through this thread for all our rules, and read our blog to learn more." The company linked a blog post which outlines some of the site's main policies. A number of tweets from the thread can be found below. A number of users replied to the series of tweets, many of which were not convinced that the new policies would change how Twitter operates. Even in recent weeks, Jack Dorsey's company has appeared to apply its rules and policies selectively. Breitbart News reporter Elena Mastrangelo recently reported on Twitter's refusal to take action on an account calling for violence against a 7-year-old Trump supporter. Mastrangelo writes, "Internet comedian and Awful Records illustrator Zachary Zach Fox tweeted a photoshopped image of a pro-Trump child on a road as someone is about to run him over. The child photoshopped into the image is 7-year-old Benton Stevens from Texas, who recently made national news after raising $22,000 for a border wall with his lemonade and hot chocolate stands. The tweet joking about murdering a 7-year-old child, which appears to be very popular among #resistance Twitter users, has yet to be taken down by Twitter, despite the social media platform seeming to take action rather quickly when it comes to other types of accounts. While Fox's tweet joking about running over a 7-year-old child for wanting secured borders remains on the social media platform, it has been noted that other accounts seem to be routinely suspended after engaging in behavior many would deem far less abusive, such as operating lighthearted parody accounts mocking public servants, or creating humorous internet memes. Fox's tweet can be seen below. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan or email him @lnolan@breitbart.com.